This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The scandal over the alleged disclosure by White House staff of a CIA operative's name to several journalists, including the columnist Robert Novak, has given Americans a peek at the clandestine and ancient Washington practice of leaking. Earlier, Day to Day's Mike Pesca spoke with Slate Magazine's Jack Schaefer about this practice.
Jack Schaefer, the Wilson family saga does bring up some interesting issues of the leak culture in Washington. How hard is it to get leaked, especially by this White House?
Well, the Bush White House has been incredibly disciplined by its leaks. The leaks that come out of there are very calculated, very designed to have a direct effect. And that's what's so very bizarre about this leak, that it seems to be off the reservation. It doesn't seem to be in harmony with the kind of leaks that have come out of this administration. All this said, the first thing we have to establish about this particular story unfolding now is that it's like we're watching a drama on a stage where the curtain is closed. There's so much we don't know about the motive of the leakers, and that's something that everybody should keep in mind as we discuss the issue.
But in general, the balance of power lies with the leakers. There are so many more people wanting leaks than giving them, right?
Yes, traditionally in Washington, good, valuable sources are outnumbered by journalists maybe by a number of 10 to 1. So there's a market dynamic that's operating. A leaker can basically shop his leak. He can think about who has written stories that he likes. And sometimes what you have is a sort of race to the bottom. A leaker will pick somebody maybe from the more partisan press, somebody who's more reliable to them. And this is the way in which I think official Washington sort of exerts an unwarranted and distasteful pressure on the press.
Earlier this week, the Washington Post reported that in addition to Novak, a number of other Washington reporters were told about Wilson's wife, and none of those other reporters published her name. Why do you think they chose not to do that? In fact, why do you think they chose not to publish the fact that the White House was leaking her name as a story in and of itself?
I can only speculate. It could be that the reporters didn't think it was particularly newsworthy, that the ambassador's wife was a CIA operative. It could be that the reporters felt that they were being used and really didn't see it as a newsworthy story. Why they didn't report the fact that the administration seemed to be leaking a story to somehow damage the credibility of the ambassador, perhaps they wanted to be able to use this source in the future and didn't want to write an unfavorable story that would cause this leaker to not give them information the next time they wanted a story.
Okay, one more question. I've seen some suggestions that the exact language of Novak's leak could help pinpoint the leakers. What he wrote was, "Two senior administration officials told me Wilson's wife suggested sending him to Niger." Now, I've read that senior administration officials, that phrase, it means cabinet position or the equivalent. Is that true? Is there a leaker's code, and is Robert Novak following it?
I'd be very careful about taking a pair of tweezers to anything that Bob Novak wrote or then later said to explain anything about his story. He's not that precise a writer in my experience. He's a pretty accomplished journalist, but I think that we don't want to get hung up on semantics here and think that automatically because he said senior administration officials, he's hitting it at a cabinet level.
All right, Slate's Jack Schaefer. Do you mind if I use your real name?
Go right ahead.
Slate's Jack Schaefer writes a press box column. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
That interview by Day to Day's Mike Pesca. More about this story at Jack Schaefer's column at slate.com. This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.